This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of the lists Rochester has made the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Great list.
Yeah, yeah.
Great food, great travel, low STDs.
Clean it up.
Yeah. But this one, not great. This is a dangerous list.
Mm.
But it has nothing to do with gun violence or assault or anything like that.
Right.
It has to do with how we drive.
Yeah. It's bad out there, buddy.
You sound like, remember that thing, could be, you would pull the string and it would point to an animal? Tommy says.
Oh, seeing so.
Yeah. Tommy says. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Did you know that the city of Rochester has the most dangerous road in the state of New York?
Wait, this in the city?
The city? It is in the city.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there goes. Damn
well,
it.
Well, no, that takes away my theory then.
Okay, yeah. So and I misspoke. It's the deadliest road. Deadliest road.
Mm.
Tommy? You said you got it. You got
no, it. No, I don't have it now because.
Oh, I told you.
Well, I guess maybe this could be.
Because I was thinking of like the county.
All right. What do you? What did you think?
104.
Okay. Okay. No.
All right.
Kibby?
I was going to say the Parkway.
Okay. No.
A lot of deer. Dangerous.
Lake Ave is the deadliest road in all of New York State.
Really?
Lou Gramm.
Wait, all the state?
Yeah, all in New York State. Lou Gramm tried to warn us all those years ago.
Okay.
So is it like the amount of people that take it compared to like the number of people that die?
So let me put it this way. A 7-mile stretch of Lake Avenue is responsible for 10 fatal traffic accidents in the last 10 years.
So that's going up to Charlotte.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right.
Yeah. That doesn't include the accidents, by the way, where no one is killed either.
Okay.
Just a few.
I wonder why though. It's in a weird area.
So just a few weeks ago, you had an accident where a speeding car hit a gas pump, then it hit another car, then it went crashing into a gate. By the way, nobody died in that; they all survived. All right. And if you have to drive on Lake Ave on a regular basis, you know how dicey it can be. When's the last time you drove Lake Ave?
I used to back in the day, but not much.
Okay.
No. Also, a decent amount of traffic most of the time.
Yeah, but that's a lot of areas in the city.
It's the perfect storm of danger.
Yeah. All
right. So it's a straight stretch for most of it.
Right. All the way up to Charlotte.
You can go flying. You've got a bunch of stoplights in a short area, so people gun it, try to not get caught on red. There are big portions of that area of that road where a lot of folks don't have cars, which leads to a lot of pedestrian traffic, which can get dicey.
Right.
And you have that giant concrete median on a lot of it, which gets confusing. You see people blast over the median, trying to make a left all the time. Mm. You see people drive the wrong way on the other side of the median, confused where they're supposed to go. You see people making illegal U-turns all the time while there are pedestrians crossing the street. It is bad.
Damn.
It's a bad scene.
All right.
But.
What?
Is it the scariest in our area?
See, 104 to me is one of the scariest in the summertime when you're driving out. Even in the winter because you get all that, everything coming off the lake right there.
Okay.
But like summertime traffic on 104 when it goes down. Like I'm going out of way when it goes down to just two lanes.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you.
People are passing each other and stuff. And there's trucks, there's trailers, there's boats being towed.
I agree with you. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
But if we kept it just to Monroe County,
right.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What road in Monroe County is the scariest road? Because, Kimmy, you had a vote for...
Well, I was thinking, like, the parkway, especially at night. Like, not that it's super busy, but it's not, like, a well-lit road.
No, it ain't.
You can speed down that, and I'm just thinking, like, between the deer and the condition of the roads and the fact that it's not well lit at night, like, could lead to a lot of problems.
I have this irrational fear.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, because I would take the parkway a ton. I'd take a girl down that way. We would go hang out.
Right.
Yeah.
Those bridges were built in, what, like, 1745?
Oh, they're ancient,
And getting on and off of it, too, you just go. Like, there's not an on-ramp to it. You just turn right, and you have to speed up.
You're right. But, like, with those bridges there, you know, there's we have the fear in the rest of the county that, like, maybe a bridge is going to collapse while you drive over it. Those bridges will never collapse because they look like the sturdiest built bridges ever. I have had this irrational fear since I was a kid that I was going to plow into one of those bridges.
Oh.
Nothing would move. My car would be a sardine can, and that would be the end of it.
Hmm.
Like, they look like they were built in the Civil War out of, like, skulls of soldiers. The most sturdy bridges of all time. All right, what makes a road scary?
Well, not being lit at night.
Okay, so darkness.
Two-laner.
All right. So no passing.
Right. But people, you know, jockeying around.
You got it.
I'll tell you one I always hated going down at night was Empire.
Oh.
Going back to Webster, because you come down by the bay. It's completely dark because all the businesses are shut down by then. And then you got to go all the way up the hill. And again, you got people pulling out just onto 10, right onto Empire back in the day.
Like when you're going up that hill, that blind curve,
always
freaked me out. Like someone was coming over that devil.
And I've always
line.
Seen accidents around there when I lived in Webster.
You even saw a plane crash down there.
I saw, right after it hit.
Okay, I'm with you on
Not
Empire.
Not to brag.
I'm with you on Empire. So I think right off the bat, there are three big ones that most people would agree on. 104 in Greece is always scary.
Bully 104.
Yeah, okay. Jefferson Road and Henrietta, and Monroe Ave going from Brighton into Pittsford.
But is that scary? You're not always speeding on those. It's a very busy area, but like there's a lot of lights. There's a lot of stoppage.
I think the lights have the opposite effect of what people think they have. Here's why. And let's use Monroe Ave as an example because you live right down the street there, right? You have all those cross streets on Monroe Ave.
Yeah.
People get super aggressive trying to get where they're going because that traffic gets really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you got people pulling out of nowhere out, trying to catch a gap. You got folks like, you know, waiting 2, 3, 4 seconds, still going through the reds, not wanting to get stuck at those stoplights there. You see accidents there all the time.
Yeah, when people are trying to pull in and then you got to cross two lanes.
Yeah.
And somebody waves you through and then pow, they don't see that other car coming up the other lane.
Yep.
And people get, I know that's happened to people. Yeah, it's bad.
I always get nervous on Monroe.
I think nature scares me more than traffic.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm also thinking of like King's Highway always terrifies me.
Because,
like, the windiness of it, and especially at night, like, you get animals that are constantly crossing back and forth.
Like, really?
I think like the poorly lit road with a lot of nature around is scarier to me than a very busy road.
That's weird seeing as how you grew up out in Hilton.
But that's why, I think.
Okay.
Because there were so many, like, close calls with deer and not being able to see things. And especially in the wintertime, sometimes those roads are untouched. You don't even know if you're on the road or not.
Oh, that's a good call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Lake Ave has been named the deadliest road in the state of New York. There's been 10 fatal traffic accidents in just a 7-mile stretch in the last 10 years. Those aren't even including the accidents where people just get hurt. We're just talking deaths here. But you don't tend to agree, and we're trying to figure out which one the most dangerous road it could be. I'll throw in another one.
What's that?
Any busy street with a high school on it terrifies.
Well, yeah, because you got so much going on.
When school gets out in Brighton at 12 Corners, horrifying.
Yeah, because a lot of those kids walk.
Same with that road Fairport High School is on, across from Clausen's. Like, not only do you have teenagers just darting out of the road in their cars, you have teenage drivers all over the place, cross streets, parking other places. Ah, I don't like it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I got an answer to the question. It's Lake Ave.
So, yeah, no, yep. Did you get out of the car and then come back?
No.
Okay, so you would vote for Lake Ave, period?
Yes.
All right.
Period.
All right. Carol, thank you for the call. Carol, really good at winning contests that she already knows the answer to.
Well, she was there when it was built.
How old is that road?
How old is a Carol? Carols are ancient, man.
There's got to be a young Carol.
There ain't, bro. There ain't no young Carol. Unless that name's coming back around.
Well, yeah, it could be. I have not met a Carol, friends with my kids. Carol, okay, fine. Carol's an old name.
Like, Carols weren't even my age. They were, like, years older than me.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff. First off, I really like the CMF CNC. That would be phenomenal. I think you need to market that.
Tommy says no.
Yeah, then we need like a Kimmy and then a Duffy. Anyway, but the road thing, I don't disagree with Kimmy's assessment, honestly. But what I think is 104 eastbound, like east of on town of Ontario, headed out towards like SOTUS and
what goes down to two lanes.
Yeah,
it gets down to two lanes, and you've got long stretches of straight road with no passing zones, and then in the wintertime, the snowdrift across the road is awful, and there's tons of accidents. Even in the summertime, motorcycles, people trying to pass 18-wheelers.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of my least favorite movies of all time was Fast and the Furious Oswego Drift.
Bad. Well, you do get the Wayne County Redneck Fast and Furious episodes. Yeah, that does happen.
Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, so we have two votes for things we've already talked about, one of which isn't even in Monroe County. What is happening? Can I throw out another fear?
Yeah, what do you got?
What's that?
As we talk about the most dangerous roads in Monroe County, Lake Ave being the deadliest in the whole state of New York, according to this recent study. Any main street in a canal town is sneaky dangerous.
Well, yeah, you got a lot of action going on. It's all tight.
Spencerport, Brockport, Fairport, Pittsford.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, here's the thing about you dicks in those towns.
Mm.
You get so used to just walking out in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Stop it right now.
We had the right of way.
Stop it. Like, even though all those roads are like 30 miles an hour, if your head is not on a swivel and you are not locked in when you are like making a right on red and paying attention to everything, you're going to hit someone with your car.
But it's going to be a pretty slow hit. I mean, you're not hauling ass
bro,
in town.
Bro, guy your age, you get hit at 5 miles an hour, your hip is dust, bro. You got dust hips. Pittsford especially.
Yeah.
It is so infuriating.
Wait, what's wrong?
You people will just walk out.
What do you mean, you people?
You know what I mean, you people. You will just walk out at any part of that road. Like, even down by Pittsford Dairy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they have the giant crosswalk. I have to stop for the crosswalk. And then, like, 10 feet down, random dude in a really expensive polo shirt and shorts wearing Sperry's.
Well, the problem with the Pittsford Dairy is always that it's sold out.
Yeah.
So people have to, like, park and then walk to it.
Yeah.
And that's when you get people like strolling. Like, you'll see a family just strolling right in the middle of the street to go across and go get their ice creams in the evening.
But like, it's so funny, too.
That's like annoying, but is it scary?
Well, it's scary if I hit this dad.
Yes.
I don't want to hit dads.
Yeah.
And like, you can always see the frustration. Like, oh, I've been waiting here. You know what? I'm just going. Don't stop. I can see the frustration in his stupid face when he runs out in front of my car like a deer.
Because we assume that once we step out in the street, everybody's going
to
stop.
I have to, because I don't want to go to jail for manslaughter.
Right, especially a high-end flag, right?
Well, no, that's with
no, that's at the crosswalk. So those crosswalks now are lit. Like, they light
up.
Oh,
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there aren't a lot of main roads that you can safely walk in the greater Rochester area. Because I think what makes Lake so dangerous is the amount of walking pedestrians and how intense the traffic can get. Because, like, the city itself, it's weird that you don't have a lot of walking streets, because the city of Rochester itself has way lower car ownership than you'd think.
Yeah.
Did you know a study in 2023 showed that 40% of all households in the city of Rochester did not have access to a vehicle?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, the inner city part is very poor.
But, like, bro, almost half of people that live in the city do not have access
to
a car.
So they're on foot or,
and that's not great when these streets aren't super walkable.
Mm.
But even in the burbs, like, if you've ever had to walk down the sidewalk on Ridge, Jefferson, Monroe, that's horrifying.
Have you ever had the most walkable, friendly place.
But like, they have sidewalks. Okay, I had to walk down Jefferson like years ago when I was getting new tires on my car.
Yeah.
Right? And
well, that's a busy ass.
It's great until you have to cross the street.
No, even with the sidewalk, like there's a sidewalk, there's grass, there's the curb, and I was still convinced someone was gonna fly over that curb doing 50 and blast.
We are close.
You've never walked down Monroe on the sidewalk?
Oh yeah. So like, my wife hates when I walk the dogs, I'll go down French in that area. She always thinks somebody's gonna hit us. I go, how would you ever live in a big city if you think everything's going to hit you?
No, but here's the thing. Like, New York, traffic is crazy, right?
Yeah.
But you don't even think about it.
But it's more walkable. That's why.
Yeah, but we have a nice sidewalk. I mean, it's not that tight, but she thinks it's, like, too tight to walk the dog.
Well, she may think that people are listening to the show and recognize you.
Oh, and then they want to kill me.
Tommy said, ah!
Well, you didn't have to see and say?
Yeah. Back to see and say callback is what that is. Let's take one more call. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Lake Ave, the deadliest street in New York State. The state of
That's
New York.
That's insane.
A lot of people get hurt.
But they like streets in Long Island. Like, we're beating everybody.
It's what it seems like, at least according to this study. We were asking, though, your scariest road. Jay's got the last word. Hey, Jay. How are you, brother?
Morning, boys and Kimmy.
Hey.
Morning.
There we go. Sorry, can I hear you guys for a second?
Go ahead.
So the scariest road for me is down in Pittsford by Powder Mills Park. When I'm working like a Friday or Saturday night, that area is not lit at all, and people always come through there, and it's just absolutely terrifying to drive down there.
I can't picture where
I'm
not familiar, really.
Where do you work on a Friday and Saturday night?
Oh, he murders people
in
the park.
Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Murder and Joe?
Murder and Jay.
Jay, I'm
listen
sorry.
To the damn show you're on.
Well, Jay, Joe.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Right, we'll wrap it up with Paul's Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The most dangerous road is the one in front of Tommy's mom's house. Lots of stoppage, lots of people trying to get there first.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh. 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 Oh.
There are lots of things to consider when you have an opportunity to work somewhere new.
Okay.
And the deal breakers you think might matter the most may not be the biggest issue.
Oh.
For example, there are folks who work at a place down by the beach who are having a hell of a time thanks to something that drives our own Tommy Mulay insane.
What's that?
And it may be enough, even if the pay was great, the job was fantastic, to keep you from working there.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. People who live in one Charlotte neighborhood are getting pretty pissed off at a local place of business.
Whatever.
The Waterview Heights Nursing Center has a bit of a problem.
Oh.
Story on 10 NBC. Says that the center failed to pay the taxes on its parking lot across the street.
The nursing home.
You got it.
All right.
And because of that, the parking lot was repossessed.
Wow, they can do that?
Yes.
Man. Okay.
So.
No parking for you.
They took the parking lot
old
away.
Old people.
They took the, no, it's not the old people.
It's a nursing home.
It's the employees.
That,
yeah, but
that are in and out.
But people come and visit. And
sure,
stuff.
Yes, that's also
it's
a problem.
It's pretty much an old crew.
So the Day or whoever took, they repossessed the parking lot. They auctioned it off.
Oh.
To, so somebody owns it.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's now somebody's private property.
And the
paid apart.
Apparently, well, that's just it. Apparently, the nursing home was in trying to negotiate to like allow their people to park there. They couldn't come to an agreement. So whoever owns the parking lot, according to the story on 10 NBC, put up concrete barriers in the entrance.
Oh.
So the parking lot sits empty.
So you can't even negotiate a parking spot in there.
No, you cannot pull in.
You can't pull in.
Concrete barriers are right there. So employees are now parking anywhere they can in this neighborhood, which neighbors say is making life unbearable.
So they're parking down streets, blocking driveways and crap?
You got it.
Yeah.
There are also reports of employees being ticketed or being forced to park illegally because there aren't enough spots in the neighborhood on the street for the folks who work there all at once. So it's become, at least according to the people who work and live there, a living nightmare. Tommy, would bad parking be enough to keep you from taking a job?
Yeah, probably.
You like the gig? It pays you plenty?
I mean, think of the weather we have here, right?
Okay.
And you get in the wintertime, and if you got to hoof it and park someplace, and then your car is buried when you get out, that would suck.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, you're younger, Kimmy, so I don't know how much this matters to you.
Yeah. I think initially, if it's a job that you want, you think, I can deal with that, because you're more concerned about getting this new job than anything. I think if anything, it's going to wear on you over time, and it's going to make you maybe more likely to quit a job than not take a job.
And that's a tough job, nursing home, on top of the stress of the nursing home job. That would suck.
Especially if you had it and it got taken away.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because, like, here's the thing.
What?
This is a semi-common issue for businesses that operate in certain parts of the city.
Mm.
Like, Tommy, you hate street parking.
Yes.
You love this job.
Yeah.
You actually make fun of people like Kimmy and I and everyone else in the building who park on the street, call us low end.
Yeah, I saw you getting pinched yesterday by the fuzz, man.
Yeah, I did. I got a parking ticket. Don't tell my wife.
Yeah.
If this job started at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And there was no parking garage.
Yeah.
You got to find parking on the street. Would you still keep doing this
job? Oh, yeah. This job, yes.
You say that, man.
But a rough-ass job, no.
You drove down to the Park AFS with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And because it cost $5 to park.
That was my wife.
You drove home.
Yes.
You did not go to the Park AFS.
We ended up going home.
Okay. So don't sit here and tell me that parking is not enough to make
but
you change
your daily
stuff. I
need the gig, bro.
Okay.
And this is a fun job.
No, I agree with you. Unless you got to spend half an hour finding a parking spot every day.
But, man, if you had to go any rough job like that, where you, and especially if you ain't making money, I mean, you could go get a job anywhere if like that.
Okay.
You know, if it's a job where you could score somewhere else.
Okay. All right. When it comes to the power rankings of what matters to people when they take a new job, you would think number one would be salary.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case, because we saw during the Great Resignation a few years ago, tons of people left jobs they had for less money, but a better work-life balance.
Mm. Flexibility.
Kimmy, do you think work-life balance is number one for most people now?
Yeah, I would think, I mean, are we talking like work-from-home options too, or is that a separate category?
Well, I mean, I guess that would fall into work-life balance.
Yeah, like I would think that's probably number one for especially like the younger set.
The ability to work from
home. Yeah.
Okay.
The ability to work from home, take off when you need to.
If you got a good family. I mean, I didn't want it in my last one. It was the one before that.
Were those words you just said?
You know what I'm saying.
Don't you have a obligation to speak clearly to
the
audience?
Sometimes.
All right, so we're going to do power rankings here.
Right.
So, like, work-life balance one, salary two, maybe now. Where does commute fall in how important that is to taking a job?
Oh.
Like, how far is too far to travel to go to work every day? Because we are very spoiled in Rochester.
I am amazed at some of the people that, like, work here that live way the hell out.
Yeah.
And they drive in every morning.
Well, what's way the hell out to you?
I know. We know people in our industry that had morning show jobs that lived in Batavia.
Okay.
And that's a good hike.
Well, it's 30 minutes on the throughway when you're with
when the weather's nice.
Well, okay, you're right.
But, I mean, the weather sucks. I mean, that's an hour a day on the throughway.
Okay, but
for
like
a gig.
But counterpoint, I mean, what's 30 minutes compared to like other cities in America?
Yeah, but I don't care about other cities. I live here. Like, we know people that live in Mount Morris that drive in.
Yeah.
That's 45 minutes one way.
Okay.
I mean, we had coworkers that worked in or lived in Canandaigua that hit multiple deer different days of the year coming here in the morning. And I would think, like, after you do that twice, you're like, what am I doing?
But here's the thing. There are folks listening right now who work in the city, just outside of the city, that like their country living. And they make that 30, 40-minute commute.
I don't know how they do it, man. To me, I couldn't do it.
I guess when it becomes your norm. And, like, especially whatever you do, if you live out that way, it's going to be a bit of a drive, not even just to work. So, you know, that's just what your normal commute time for whatever you're going to is going
to
be.
All right, so commute doesn't matter to you, but commute would matter to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
commute kind of matters to me, but I don't know if it's a difference maker where I wouldn't take the job.
All right, let me ask this question. Mm. As we talk about the situation going down in Charlotte, a nursing home, they had their parking lot repossessed. It's a real thing that happens. Now the people who work there have no place to park. They're parking on the street, which the neighbors say is causing a nightmare. Folks that work there say they're getting parking tickets because they have to park illegally because there's no other places. We're talking about what that would matter, how much that would matter to you if you were working there. This job, you love it. How far of a commute every day before you said, I can't do this anymore?
It'd be pretty far.
Hour?
One way?
Yeah.
I guess that'd be the max.
So you would drive an hour each way?
Wow. Yeah.
Which for him is 20 miles.
You would do an hour. I'm surprised you put it at an hour. So like you would go to and from Buffalo, let's say.
Yeah. If I had to.
We also know people that have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah, you're right.
I know people that do that, but they don't do it every day. It's kind of like maybe twice a week kind of situation.
All right. Does it matter where your workplace is in comparison to civilization?
Yeah.
Like, because apparently,
like if you're working all the way out in the sticks?
Well, I'm saying, like, you work in the middle. Yeah, you work in the middle of nowhere. And I'm not saying that the drive would be hard. What I mean by that, like, a parking situation can suck. Working in the middle of nowhere can also suck. Like, you got no grocery store to hit on the ride home if you need it. You got no place to run out quick and grab something to eat on your way in
outside
or whatever.
Outside convenience.
Exactly. Like, you know, I've had this experience. If you work somewhere super isolated, it gives you a longer ride if you need to get the kids from school. Mm-hmm. If you have a doctor's appointment, when you look out the window and you see nothing but trees or cornfields, like, it will F with your brain.
Yeah.
Man.
If you're also somebody that lets your gas tank get all the way almost down to E, you can't be that. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't have that type
of
commute.
Every woman I've ever met?
Because there are times where, like, mine's pretty close, but, like, I live, like, 2 miles from work. So I'm like, I'll get it after work.
Don't get you people.
But I could never do that because I would always start my car up in the morning and be like, oh, crap, I'm not going to make it.
No, you're right. Like, if you work in an isolated place, you have to be aware of how much gas you have, everything you have all the time. Because you're right. I have no way to just go around the corner. What am I going to do? Call AAA and have them bring me 3 gallons of gas?
But plenty of parking out there. Right? They always have those vast parking lots.
Yeah.
Because it always amazed me, like, when you drove out in the Midwest and you see, like, these gigantic meatpacking plants, and there's nothing around them at all, like, to your point, for miles. So they have to bring everything to work that they need for the day.
Well, bro, to your point, like, they're on, I'm having flashbacks to road work now. Mm. They're just past, like, when you cross over the Indiana border, there is this massive, like, whatever, facility. And then there's, like, a structure of townhomes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they live near their job, but they work literally in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
So you have the ability to go home, but, like, you don't have the ability to run out and get anything you need in the middle of the day.
Yeah, you got to go get groceries. It's a hike.
I always, when I was on the road traveling and would see situations like that, or, like, you know, there's, like, newer townhomes in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. What is your life like? Who is living in those homes? What are you doing right now?
Well, it's just work home. There's nothing else.
What's living then? What is living?
I don't know.
Thomas?
But then you look out your window, and there's some sad comic driving by with his stupid look on his face. And you go, hey, not so bad.
You know what?
I'll go grind up cow balls all day.
Grind up cow balls. Ladies and gentlemen.
At least I ain't that guy.
You know what's funny? As we have this discussion about, like, the deal-breaking stuff, we haven't even gotten to the in-building dynamics of your job. And maybe that's not a big factor anymore for people. Like, if you could put your head down and do your job, you don't necessarily have to interact with the people you work with.
Okay.
Would you also make the argument, though, that there's less, your most workplaces are not having those outside of work events like they used to?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you're not as encouraged to have a happy hour with coworkers or have that Christmas party. Like, a lot of that stuff's kind of gone away for most.
COVID killed it. Thank you, COVID.
Seriously.
So because you're not, you know, people aren't putting as much of an emphasis on that, maybe it is easier to just come into work, punch in, punch out without really having much of a social situation between coworkers.
I mean, you most likely have to interact with your boss still, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying you don't interact with everybody, but you don't feel the need to have that outside friendship.
But it has to suck for people that are social.
Yeah.
That do like that.
Yeah.
Because they're those people.
All right, let me paint a scenario. I'll start with Kimmy. Right. Kimmy, job A, dick boss, but you got a short commute, easy free parking, and there's a pizza place right next door. Job B, great boss, 40-minute commute, you have to pay to park, and you are in a food desert.
I'm picking A all day.
So you would take a dick boss with all the other good stuff?
Yeah, because, I mean, we've all dealt with a dick
pizza
boss.
Pizza of a dick.
That is Kimmy's motto. Playoff hockey, baby.
Wow.
Can you feel it?
Mm.
I can. Actually, lots of people can because this has all of a sudden become a very hard event to get into.
Damn.
And if you are someone who is disappointed because you wanted to see it, we got some great news.
So how do I seize it?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We found out yesterday that your Rochester Americans will be taking on the Laval Rocket.
Where's Laval?
It's in Quebec.
Oh.
Laval, Quebec. You've never heard of it?
Laval? No, I have not.
Okay. They're the farm team in the Montreal. A Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Le Canadien de Montréal. Le Montréal. Come on, Montréal. The series starts on Wednesday.
Wait, next Wednesday?
You got it.
Why aren't they playing now if they're both done?
Great question.
Yeah, I thought it would kick off this weekend sometime.
Yeah, like a Friday night game. Those are huge.
Nope. Maybe they need some time to prepare.
Oh, because of the border and everything?
Schedule, make sure everybody gets their tickets. Mm.
So we're spoiled by professional sports, now, yeah. right, where they could turn these things around yeah. immediately. Yeah. I mean, the AHL, it's a gate-driven league, which means they rely on ticket sales. You also have to think about stupid little things like booking hotel rooms,
okay.
where the travel can come from, yeah. right? I mean, so the Amherst haven't played in a week because wow. they yeah. swept the Syracuse Crunch. And they're not going to play again until Wednesday.
So do they host Wednesday?
Yes. So they are the home. They have the home ice advantage Wednesday at the Blue Cross Arena and then Friday at the Blue Cross Arena next Friday.
Oh, that'll be insane.
Those are the two guaranteed games. If it goes to a fifth game, they will be playing the next three games in Laval.
Is it a best of five?
Yes, yeah. best right. of five series. Until the next round. AHL playoffs are very
confusing. So where do I watch it on television?
Okay, so that's just it.
There's no TV, right? Like even
sometimes
local.
They are.
Are you trying to make a joke?
No, I'm serious.
Yes, no, because that's why I'm talking about this.
Why?
The games were announced yesterday. It was announced yesterday. All of the games of this series will be televised on MSG.
Oh, okay.
Starting to go, oh, what happened? You want to make a little joke? Jokes? I can't make a little joke. Nobody wants to watch it.
Is that because? What?
Good morning, baby.
Is that because there aren't any New York teams currently in the NHL?
Very possible. The Rangers, the Islanders, yeah. and the Sabres, who air their games on MSG, all out of the playoffs.
Oh, okay. So it'll open up for them.
But no, Kimmy, I mean, I believe the That's Rangers cool. were in last year and the year before, and yeah, they Amherst showed the still. Amherst games okay. on that, too. I think this is more the Sabres being so bad the last couple of years.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Folks in Buffalo are clamoring to watch yeah. some playoff hockey.
Okay.
So.
Very cool.
It's clutch. It's huge.
I said very cool. Clutch.
Let me explain.
Jesus Christ.
No, you know, you don't.
Big clutch.
No, you're doing your stupid, like, oh, I don't understand it, so it's okay. It's just like a thing that happens. Okay, I don't care. You don't even get MSG, probably. Like a
I get MSG.
You ain't get no MSG, bro.
Yeah, I was MSG and way back.
You can't MSG anymore because of the salt.
I was back with the Paul McGuire days when he had the Budweiser Talking Sports.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you never, yeah. Yeah, you yeah, never watched yeah, that yeah. show.
I was a big fan of Paul McGuire.
Yeah, you never watched the show?
No.
Okay. It
was over my head.
The hardest ticket to get
yeah.
in Western New York the last couple of summers has been an Amherst playoff ticket. It is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
In fact, tickets will go on sale for this game today in about an hour. And if you want to get good seats, you should log on to the Amherst website in about an hour.
Going to go fast.
I can jump on it.
Yes.
So I saw that because before the Amherst play this round.
And we lost Kimmy.
Yeah. Having a stroke.
They played for a second, I forgot what the name of the team was. They played the Syracuse Crunch.
Yes.
And I guess their last few games in Syracuse were almost like Amherst home games. Like, so, there were so many people that traveled.
So I was listening to the broadcast on our sister station, 95.7, and the fan, you could hear the Let's Go Amherst chants in the broadcast in Syracuse.
If that many people showed up to a game in Syracuse, I mean, the home games are going to be nuts.
So, like, it's going to be great. Like, this game is going to sell out, come close to selling out, right? Mm-hmm. There are going to be folks who don't want to sit in certain parts of the arena because sometimes the layout can be tough.
Yeah.
So this gives you the ability, if you can't get the seats that you want or the game sells out, to sit and watch all of these games. And you don't have to cross an international border and go to a French-speaking community to watch the away games if you're so inclined.
Okay.
It is amazing to me. The last time we went to an Amherst playoff game, I think it was two seasons ago, how many people from Buffalo showed up to those games. The Sabres were out, obviously, so it was just people dying for some hockey.
Yeah.
And it's made the trip down the thruway.
And it's really good hockey. I think that people like you.
What's that?
Yeah, you.
What I do?
Assume that because it's minor league hockey that you're getting less of a product?
No. I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Please tell me why you're wrong.
Because I don't know the game.
Uh-huh.
So when I see Amherst hockey or I see Sabre hockey, I don't see a difference. It looks like the same.
Okay.
Speed.
Well, sometimes you got players that are playing in both teams.
But like, if you show me those two, and I did I don't know who's who, I couldn't tell you who the NHL team was and who the minor league team was.
Okay, that you somehow look dumber, but that's pretty.
Well, no, I'm just saying because I'm not familiar with the goddamn game.
I would argue,
and it looks about the same speed. Like when I see college football and I see professional football,
yeah,
it looks completely different.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
But they're all about the same age. Like, there's no, like, older guys. Like, you know what I mean? The NHL doesn't have old guys much. I don't know where they go with them.
What?
They all look like kids. Like when you show me pictures of the Sabres, those guys look like high school players.
Okay, but you're also really old, so everyone looks like they're in high
school. True.
No, I would argue that the AHL games are faster than the NHL games
because
you have younger guys.
So it says it's even better.
It's not as physical. And like the.
I don't like that part.
You don't want. What?
There's no fighting. There's
no fighting in the NHL.
I would argue it probably gets a little bit more physical in the playoffs, no?
Oh, yes and no.
Because the season's over for these NHL players that are playing down with the AHL.
Yeah, but you don't want to get in a fight. Okay, so there was a very physical game in that Syracuse Crunch where there were a handful of fights. Yeah. But, I mean, typically in a playoff game, yes, it gets more physical because the intensity gets ratcheted up.
But there's no brawls.
But you're not going to fight. Yeah, because you're going to be losing guys for 5 minutes at a time. You could be risking an extra 2 minute penalty. I mean, every second on that ice counts in the playoffs.
See, like when I first went to Amherst games when I moved here.
Because that's the only free ticket you could get?
Yes. Like those were fun games.
They're still fun games.
Yeah, because they were like,
oh my God.
Like you had Metcalf and those guys beating the hell out of each other. And like it was rough.
Wow, you like it rough? I like it when Scotty Metcalf gets rough with me.
Yeah, I like it rough.
Unzip my tracksuit and get rough, Scotty. Come on, better.
I liked it rough. It was
rough
fun.
Rough hands.
It reminded me of Slapshot.
Okay, but the game wasn't just constant fighting. You were only getting fights for like 30 seconds.
No, but there's always
time.
That anticipation. Of something could happen. Like, it could be explosive.
There was always that anticipation of something could happen, Kimmy.
Yes. Now it's just like,
okay.
Like you're dancing around.
What?
I don't know.
You're just gliding around with your pug.
The game is so much better. It's...
Well, you like that kind of game.
It's never been... NHL hockey is... professional hockey period has never been better. See, now I know you have no argument.
No, I like it a little bit... slower and meaner.
Okay. You like a gritty game.
Oh, he doesn't even know what he likes. Is even if he went to a game from like 1996, 1985.
Less goals, more punches.
Bored, hate it, suck. So the best part.
What's the best part?
Of finding out, again, every game of the next series between the Rochester Americans and the Laval Rocket, which start Wednesday. It's next week.
Mm.
Two home games, one in Rochester Wednesday, one in Rochester Friday. Then they go to Laval for whatever else they
do.
They will all be broadcast on MSG. You get the Jumbotron feed.
Oh.
And here's the best part about that. When they, the Jumbotron feed will go to the crowd for reaction shots.
Yeah.
Right? And you are going to see everyone
on
TV watching it at home that don't realize they're on TV.
Also your
Shoving
dad.
A face full of nachos.
And a face full of nachos.
No, those, my dad will have a face full of nachos.
He'll be on duty.
Yeah. No, like,
Officer Nachos.
So last year, I was sitting in my basement watching all the games, and like every 30 seconds, like, I know that guy. And they're all like, arguing with their wife, slamming a soda.
Oh, God.
All right. So we sit and we wait.
What the hell?
Like, these guys have been practicing doing nothing for a week, and it'll be 2 weeks by the time they start.
Is that good or bad?
There's an argument both ways.
Yeah. Because you get like stiff, right?
Yeah. But you also, it allows things to heal up.
Okay.
Get you some rest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's take a break.